How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad that you've tuned into the broadcast again this week, and we left off last time in the book of Isaiah, speaking about this issue and what the Word of God says about nakedness, and just pointing out a handful of scriptures dealing with such, and just, you know, seeing what the Word of God says about nakedness. We've seen in the several passages that we've considered is that public nakedness is a shame. We live in a day that people willingly will reveal their nakedness, and if they do so willingly, it's not regarded as a shameful thing, but it indeed to the Lord it is. But the contrast to that is that when folks are made naked by others, then it becomes a shame to them. And, you know, that's not the attitude and the thinking is not correct. When others make one naked, it is a shame. When folks make themselves naked publicly, it is a shame. And we need to see how that is true. In Isaiah chapter 20, the Lord, and I tell you what, I'll be honest with you, this is hard to understand, but this is the working of God and how he is God. Beside him there is none other. And he was making such a statement to his nation in this. He called the prophet Isaiah to be a prophet to his people. And it says in Isaiah chapter 20, verse 2, at the same time spake the Lord by Isaiah, the son of Amoz, saying, go and loose the sackcloth from off thy loins, and put off thy shoe from thy foot. And he did so, walking naked and barefoot. And the Lord said, like as my servant Isaiah hath walked naked and barefoot 3 years for a sign and wonder upon Egypt and upon Ethiopia, so shall the king of Assyria lead away the Egyptians' prisoners and the Ethiopians' captives, young and old, naked and barefoot, even with their buttocks uncovered, to the shame of Egypt. And so here, it's a great shame. The prophecy of the Lord, using his prophet Isaiah. Isaiah, at the command of the Lord, went about naked. And of course, the Lord doesn't tell us to do that today, but he did to this man, and it was a shameful thing to him, but to obey the Lord, he did so. But here it says with that the king of Assyria is going to lead the Egyptians and the Ethiopians captives, all of them, and he's going to lead them away captive naked and barefoot, and even with their buttocks uncovered, and that's what's going on down there at that bar that's seeking this license, the uncovering of the buttocks. It's shame. It said, the Lord says here, it's going to be to the shame of Egypt. And so nakedness is indeed a shame before the Lord. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, the scripture says, therefore shalt thou serve, verse number 48, Deuteronomy 28, 48. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies. This is a promise Moses preaching to the children of Israel before they go into the land of promise. And he tells them what will befall them if they go away from the Lord and don't obey the Lord. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger and in thirst, and nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. And so here nakedness is listed amongst some horrible, terrible things that will befall the people if they disobey the Lord. Hunger, thirst, the want of all things. They want things that they don't have. A yoke of iron, servitude placed upon them, and there'll be no reprieve, no help with this. And the Lord is going to bring them low, he says, until he have destroyed thee. And nakedness is listed with these things. It's just a terrible, terrible thing. Then in the Word of God and the law, and of course, you know, as a New Testament Baptist people, we know that the ceremonial law of God, the sacrificial law of God, has been fulfilled by Christ. And then for the most part, you know, we as Gentiles, that we have no, there's no place or no reason for us to observe any of the sacrificial or ceremonial law of the Lord given to Israel. It all pointed to Christ. Christ fulfilled it. But then intermingled in with the law of God is also the moral law of God. And the moral law of God has always stood, has always been. It was iterated, it was given, it was spoken, as it tells us in Hebrews chapter 1, that in times past the Lord spoke through holy men and through his prophets to bring us his word. And so in the law given by the Lord to Israel, the moral law is there contained. And I invite you, we're not going to spend time on the broadcast to read these, but I encourage you to get out your Bible, and I want you to look at the 18th chapter of the book of Leviticus. This is still appropriate and apropos to mankind. It's where God has always stood. He did so in the garden when he made coats of skins, took coats of skins and made clothing for Adam and Eve. And he didn't make Eve a bikini. He clothed her from the neck all the way down below the knees, I believe, and as well as Adam, that their nakedness might be covered up. And so here the Lord gives more specifics about it and makes it very plain unto mankind about nakedness one with another. Here in Leviticus 18, I read in verse number 6, it says, "None of you shall approach to any that is near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness. I am the Lord." And so the doing that of another or them doing so themselves, nakedness is only appropriate in marriage and in the privacy of the bedroom. I preach and teach that nakedness needs to be guarded against and watched even in the home. Children need to be taught to be modest even, and parents need to be modest before their children, even in the privacy of the home, because it can have a very detrimental effect and has been proven in societies even in Europe, that the nakedness in the home can have a detrimental effect upon the children. We need to cover up our nakedness and reserve that only for marriage. He says, don't uncover the nakedness. It's a shame. It's wickedness before the Lord. It goes on to say in Leviticus 18:7, the nakedness of thy father and the nakedness of thy mother shall thou not uncover. She is thy mother. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. And so it goes on, and there's several here that are mentioned that it should not be. Nakedness is wrong before God. And then also in the book, not only in the book of Leviticus in chapter 18, but in Leviticus also chapter 20, it also talks about nakedness and uncovering nakedness and how it's inappropriate for mankind to do so. It is wickedness before God. And so then we just want to take a look here how it was when the children of Israel in Exodus, in the book of Exodus, when the children of Israel were delivered by the Lord by mighty arm out of Egypt and brought to Mount Sinai. Moses goes up on the mount to spend time with God. He's gone many days and many nights. The children of Israel become weary in that their leader has been gone so long. They're not patient. They want things their way. And so then they turned to Aaron and they said, make us some gods. And so Aaron gets them to give their gold of the jewelry that they've taken from Egypt and the jewelry that they have. Aaron takes that and molds it and melts it and makes it into a calf. And then it says there that the people danced and played rose up to play, which is just in the modern day vernacular, they look to party and they just let everything go. What happened here is that with idle time, the people of the nation sought to their own devices, and what they did then, I believe, that they began to dabble in those things that they saw the Egyptians do. They found themselves to be free. They gave answer to no man. No man was going to require them to get up and make bricks in the morning. They had been delivered, and the Egyptians had been killed by the Lord even before their eyes there at the crossing of the Red Sea. And they rose up and then became naked like the Egyptians did in their presence. And so they did so. In Exodus chapter 32, verse number 25, the scripture says, "And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies." They left off the righteousness that God purposed and desires for his people and for his nation. They left that off and they sought their own devices and became naked even before their enemies, and it was a shame. There's nakedness and there's shame in nakedness before the Lord. Also, we see in Genesis chapter 9 where Ham, the son of Noah, having gone into the tent of his father, Noah was there and he was in his tent, in the privacy of his tent. Ham came in and saw the nakedness of his father, told his two brethren, Shem and Japheth. They took a garment, laid it both on their shoulders, went backward and covered up the nakedness of their father. And their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness because of Ham's reaction to his father's nakedness and even invading the privacy of his father's tent and mocking as he did, or whatever it was that he did, a great curse came on his son Canaan, a curse that even remains unto today. It is so. And then going backwards up through the scriptures in Genesis last, or time before last, we saw how it was that Adam, after he had sinned against God, he and his wife both knew that they were naked, not naked before one another, but before the Lord. They sewed together fig leaves to cover up their nakedness, to make their own righteousness that was not accepted before God. Adam says in Genesis chapter 3, verse 10, when he heard the voice of the Lord, that he was afraid because he knew he was naked, and because of disobeying the Lord, the nakedness of man was revealed. And the blessing of being created in innocence as they were, that was removed because of sin and disobedience against God. And so the scripture is clear about nakedness. We're to cover up our nakedness, and it's so, we're just so bombarded by that in our society. It's just terrible in every way. We are bombarded by such. Our children are bombarded by such. We take to ourselves, it's so easy to take to ourselves the idea that it's okay to bear our nakedness. There's a thing that's prevalent in our today, in our society, that beauty of the beauty of a woman is manifested by her revealing her nakedness. And before God, that is not right. That is not true. The Lord enjoys a meek and quiet spirit, and a woman and men that live in holiness and righteousness and obedience before God, covering up our nakedness in public, and being obedient to the Lord in that way. I see that our time has passed for now. Thanks so much for tuning in. May the Lord bless you with His Word and His truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmsteadbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.